You're listening to Cosmos FM, broadcasting on WNYE 91.5. Our programs air Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 p.m., Saturdays from noon till 3:30 p.m., and Sunday mornings from 9 till 1:30 p.m.
The mystical world of prayer and spiritual journey captures the essence of Gnosis, the 2006 ambient composition of composer Paul Avgerinos. Tonight, we explore that world with the composer himself. Join us in an amazing spiritual and musical landscape filled with Orthodox chant and Eastern influences. This is a program you will not want to miss. Paul Avgerinos and Gnosis, next on Musical Masterworks. Musical Masterworks, a program dedicated to the rediscovery of great symphonic, instrumental, choral, operatic, cinematic, and electronic compositions from antiquity to the present, with your host, Mike Stratus. And welcome to Musical Masterworks. This is your host, Mike Stratus, and tonight we have a very, very special program with perhaps considered one of the most important composers of ambient composition and the more generally termed New Age label, Paul Avgerinos, Paul Avgerinos, one of our own, a Greek-American composer. Paul, welcome to Musical Masterworks.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's wonderful to be able to speak with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Well, for those who may have just come to the program and heard your name for the first time, which is a possibility, tell us a little about who Paul Avgerinos is.
Yes, well, my father was from the wonderful island of Catalonia, and my mother was from northern Italy. I was born in America, and I still feel that strong connection to the Greek heritage. I've been to the island 5 times, and we still keep the house there and maintain it. And it's such a rich heritage and tradition that's inspired me all my life.
Yes. And, of course, there is an amazing musical career that is involved in that background. Can you tell us about how that started off?
Well, I started like most as a child, playing trumpet and guitars and basses and learning keyboards. And I was blessed to get a full scholarship to Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore,
yes,
where I studied bass violin and composition. And from that point, I made my way out into the world of playing in orchestras and even some popular groups, and then eventually built my own recording studio in the 80s so that I could develop my new age music, my electronic hybrids.
Well, you're being very, very quiet about the big names you've worked with. Isaac Stern, Jean-Pierre Rampal, the Beaux-Arts Trio, Charles Aznavour, Liza Minnelli, Buddy Rich, just to name a very small sampling.
Well, good Lord is gracious and blesses us all. I've been very lucky and fortunate. You know, I've had great teachers and great mentors and wonderful opportunities. And it's just so broadening when you're really young to be able to play with these great artists, because you know, you're pretty much swimming as strong as you can to keep up, and it's good for young people. set the bar real high.
It does help. It inspires. Well, yeah. You've also set the bar very high for your kind of composition, the kind of music that you put out there. And I have to tell you, having put together your own studio, you suddenly took off with a very interesting discography. A lot of great pieces of music, one of which we're focusing on tonight. We have, for the audience, let me just remind them, focused on another amazing Grammy-nominated piece, if I'm not mistaken, Muse of the Round Sky. And beautiful, beautiful work.
And oh, thank you, yes.
We loved it so much, we played it twice around here.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, that was a wonderful experience.
Yes.
Drawing on the mythos of Homer's Odyssey. And I mean, for me as a child, it's just so powerful to think of the great Odysseus, Ulysses, you know,
right,
coming from Kefalonia and Ithaki and going across the great dark ocean. And it's just, you know, when you're 10, 11 years old, those
that's
some
right,
pretty seriously powerful stories.
Absolutely powerful symbols. I agree with you. I've been there, and I have to tell you, you had the advantage of looking across that water area into Ithaca, and that must have really inspired some moments for you.
Oh, yes. I mean, actually didn't get to Greece till I was a young man in my 20s, and just the stories, and my father was a very devout man, and he had a depth to him and a devotion that was very moving, and so I took these great stories to heart, and you know, for me they were real. You know how the wonderful ancients didn't need a myth to be true in order for it to be valuable.
That's right.
You know, it didn't matter that it didn't happen. What mattered was the teaching lessons and the archetypes involved and all the great wisdom that you could gain from these fabulous myths.
Thus inspiring a great awakening in the souls, the minds of people. And that, by the way, awakening,
exactly,
is the name of the next piece that we're going to be playing, Awakening, from the album Gnosis. So let's take a break and hear a selection from Gnosis, Awakening.
Thank you.
Okay, we're returning, and that was Awakening. Paul, can you tell us something about Awakening? What does it mean to you?
Yes, this piece is actually a duet between, you've got Brahim Fribgani from Morocco, he's on oud, and you have actually Rafiq Khan from India playing the sarangi. He's a seventh generation sarangi player, which
wow.
I just love that, you know. He could barely speak English. He said, "I play sarangi seven generations," with his accent, you know. And it's like, okay, that's really cool.
He did an amazing job, too.
Yeah. So the concept there is you know, it's like a discourse between teacher and disciple, or between, you know, two masters are talking about the wisdom school and they're exchanging ideas. It's a Platonic discourse, you know. But, you know, with my music, always I'm trying to evoke that transcendental, mystical moment where
right.
You feel this direct experience of spirit in the music, that the music itself is cathartic and
yes.
makes visions in your mind and in your heart. And that's been my life work. I think of most of my pieces, this is my direction. And for me, it's a wonderful... wonderful goal. If you can make a piece of music that actually quickens the spirit for someone, despite language or culture, or, you know, without having to have a specific cultural or language reference, if it just awakens the spirit in someone, I that makes me very happy.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Spiritualism plays such an important role in your music. And talking about your music in a general sense, it belongs to a very interesting variety of labels, which are, you know, they're all out there, and it's sometimes hard to pick one that describes you. Everything from ambient to electronic to new age to space music to drone to world fusion. How would you classify your style?
Well, I usually say ambient new age,
right?
Because the problem is if I say spiritual, people might think it's gospel music,
right,
or,
right.
you know, that it has a particular agenda that is like only, it's like this church's idea.
Proselytizing.
It's really broader than that. So I just have to get along with the label that I have, you know. I mean, labels are useful. It helps you get in the ballpark. And then I find that the fans have a tremendous amount of knowledge. Some of them know more about my recordings than I do, which is really wonderful. Someone writes me and says, "You know that second piece on Balancing Spheres?" And I have to think like, well, oh yeah, that's right.
Well, you lead me to the next piece, and that piece that people are talking about here, and I'm talking about, is Peaceful, an astonishing musical meditation. Again, ambient in its spacious and trance-like qualities. Let's now take a listen to this absolutely beautiful Peaceful. Okay, and we have just been listening to the music of Paul Avgerinos' Gnosis and the absolutely astonishing Peaceful. The year is 2006, Paul, and your company, Round Sky Music, releases Gnosis. It immediately gets noticed by many in the music world and is a success. So what inspired you to create the music of Gnosis?
Well, it's interesting, Genesis, that Antonius Paravalos, this wonderful cantor who lives near me, came by to record his chanting, just solo. He wanted to, you know, he's a fantastic Orthodox cantor, and he wanted to record his voice. So I said, oh, that would be wonderful. So I set him up in the studio, and he chanted for about an hour. And the first thing I noticed was that his pitch was completely perfect from the beginning to the end. He did not waver one fraction of a cent of a half step in pitch. No accompaniment, no. And plus, his pacing, his flow was so beautiful. And so I was listening to him over and over, and I took some of his chants and I put them in a bigger space, you know, so they sound like they'd be in a big Gothic church, I mean a big Orthodox church, and with a beautiful reverb. And I started to realize that it was more powerful even than what I remember as a child, because there's such a haunting mysticism to it. When I first heard chanting, I was just a little boy, and it was a little, I didn't really understand it. It was a little overwhelming, and you know, it's a little much when you're, you know,
overwhelming at that age.
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming. Yeah. But
you do bring up the memories, which I think a lot of us going to church experienced. And you did mention Antonios Paravalos, who is the cantor. In Know Thyself, he does a lot to pretty much establish a lot of tones in the piece. While moving in the path of Orthodox liturgical music, there is, of course, creeping in the background that Eastern sound. So,
right.
How would you classify that?
Well, the goal of that work is to show that strong thread that connects the Eastern tradition with the Christian church, that there's that Gnostic mysticism and deep monastic devotional awareness that you find in the East is very strong in the early Christian church, and it's actually our foundation. And the spirituality of the East and the deep perfection of the Lord's message are really much closer than a lot of people realize.
Right, right.
And so my goal is to show that strong connection. And the most important part is to remind people, which, you know, the priests are always saying this, but I don't know if people really listen. The priest is always saying, the Lord is within you. Christ is within us. And God is within us and available at any moment. And we need to avail ourselves of that.
Yes.
And stop looking outside of yourself for peace and for joy and for wisdom. And
material goods.
And material goods.
Yeah.
Because it's all within us.
Right.
And so that's really the thread of the whole album, is to inspire people to that awakening, to pure being, to pure wisdom within themselves.
And thus gain the gnosis.
And exactly.
Yes.
And thus gain that knowledge, the true wisdom, the true knowing of self.
Right.
And that's why Know Thyself is a very important title.
In fact, before we go to the piece, I did mention to you prior that one of the interesting aspects is the word gnosis itself and the Gnostic aspects of what would be presented here, the Eastern influences creeping into the Christian world, the early Christian world, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it's very true. There were many Gnostic sects which were an important part of the formation of the Gospels, and St. Paul himself, Agios Pavlos, the greatest apostle, you know, he said to the Ephesians, the letter kills, but the spirit brings to life.
Right.
So he was teaching not to focus so much on the words and the rules, but to focus on the spirit, which is always present.
That's right.
Because the rules and the words can hang you up, and you can get lost in thoughts and concepts and miss the whole point.
Yeah, it's almost you develop a puritanical perspective and you forget the whole spiritual component. And
exactly.
That's absolutely correct. Well, we're going to play Know Thyself, and then we're going to go straight to the break. It is an absolutely astonishing piece, and I just want everybody to pay attention. We're here with Paul of Yerinos in the most amazing pieces from the album Gnosis.
Σε το πνεύμα μου επί το Θεό το σωτήρι μου. Ευλογή ψυχή μου των Κύριων και πάντα τον κόσμο το όνομα του Αγίου Ναυτού. Εσ πρεσβείας της Θεοτόκων σώτερ σώσον ημών. Ευλογή ψυχή μου των Κύριων και μη επιρρανθών πόσας τας ανταποδόσεις αυτού, τας πρεσβείας της Θεοτόκων, σώτερ σώσον ημών. Κύριος εν τον οίκημας τον αυτού και η βασιλεία αυτού πάντων δεσπόζει, τας πρεσβείας της Θεοτόκων, σώτερ σώσον ημών.
Welcome back to Musical Masterworks, where we've been listening tonight to the works of our guest, Paul of Yerinos, and his album from 2006, Gnosis. Paul, welcome back again after the break.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Well, I have to tell you, a lot of fascinating things developed in my mind while listening to this album. A variety of religious traditions, Orthodox, mysticism, ancient Pythagorean asceticism, Taoism, Hinduism, even Sufism, all preaching the necessity of pretty much reaching out towards the perfect world to God. Would it be fair to say that Gnosis is, in fact, inspiring the same?
That's exactly the whole message of the album, to help people to direct experience of God within themselves and without themselves, too, but it all starts within.
Yes, yes. Well, years ago, there was something I discovered that just clicked when I heard your album. I discovered this concept from a relative of mine who has passed away since, the spiritual notion of astral projection, out-of-body experiences, as they're called. And even though we don't talk about them, there are many religious traditions that talk about the possibility of reaching a meditational state, a meditational trance. And I have to say, listening to one particular piece, Breathe, I felt as if my soul was traveling into realms of light between heaven and earth. Have you heard any kind of reaction to the music like this from others?
Yes, I have, Mike. And that piece is one of a kind that I call a flying, floating kind
yes.
of piece. I've done several of those. There's one on Sky of Grace, and there's one on Lovers, and there's one on Bliss. And it's exactly what that is. It's a more of a pure spirit, disembodied from the physical, and being able to fly and float between different energy levels. And that's exactly the purpose of that kind of a piece, because there's a lot of heaviness on this album. There's some very powerful pieces like Know Thyself,
yes,
and Follow Your Bliss and Awakening. And so as I get towards the end of the album, I like to bring a lighter feeling to give more
yes.
space for
yes.
the soul to go wherever it would like to go, that freedom, you know, to fly and float.
Would I be wrong in suggesting that the album starts off like you're warming us up in the first piece, and as you're moving ahead, you're developing those meditational states, which by the time you get to the last piece, I think we've reached that point, that spiritual point. I get that feeling.
Yes, exactly. That's the construction, exactly. The first piece is like an intro or a
right.
overture, just to give you a feeling for where we're going to go. And then the biggest pieces are always in the beginning there, you know, number four, number two, three. And then we go deeper into the meditative state, deeper into our heart and soul. And
yes.
we end with We Are One, which is very meditative and tranquil.
Absolutely. Well, having talked that up, I'm going to now go ahead with the next selection, which is this absolutely peaceful and meditational work called Breathe. Okay, and that was Breathe, Paul. Wow, what an amazing piece of music. We're at the point where I usually start to move in the direction of asking you what your recent musical projects are. And I know you mentioned Lovers, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that was your most recent recording?
Yes, that came out last fall. And what's going on right now is three compilations are coming out September 17th. I decided that it's time to do compilation. So I'm releasing
yes.
three, only digital at the same time. They're called Relax, Yoga, and Meditate.
Right.
And especially the Relax compilation is very lovely because it has 15 tracks and some of my favorite and most loved relaxing meditative ambient tracks.
Yes.
And I think it's good because it helps to reach people that don't know me, because it's all packaged together nicely.
Right. It's a great intro.
A purpose. Yeah, because, you know, like an album like Gnosis is so big. It has really big tracks. It has very meditative tracks. And, you know, unless you listen through, you really wouldn't get the whole depth of it.
Yes. Well, beyond the compilation, can we expect a return to your Greek roots in some future works? You know, either ethnic sounds, cultural concepts, philosophical.
Yeah, I did a few albums ago on Law of Attraction, which was revisiting the Garden of Delight concept, which was a blending of the Indian and the Greek and the Middle Eastern and the ethnic and the world. And so I'm sure I'll go there again.
Great.
Because it's such a rich mine of gorgeous energy there. The Greek, the Middle Eastern, the Indian, it's just such a heartfelt, passionate music. Mm. You hear it in the bouzouki music, you know, that wonderful, such a beautiful blend of the East and the West. And
would you say that India marks the Eastern limit, or are you willing to go beyond towards China? And
oh, yes, I go right around the globe there. When I start to go, when I think world and ethnic, for me, it opens up all the cultures, and I try to respect the integrity of the styles, but it's hard to resist using all these great styles and sounds because they're so wonderful.
Well, you take me to the late scholar Joseph Campbell, who emphasized a very important phrase, which happens to be the name of the next piece we'll be listening to. The phrase is "follow your bliss." And so what does this mean for you and the music that we're hearing tonight?
Well, follow your bliss, as you say, is that invocation to let your heart guide you to your destiny and your fulfillment, and not your mind, but trust your heart. It never is wrong. It always tells you your intuition is never wrong, and if you listen to your intuition carefully and faithfully, it will guide you to wonderful discoveries and wonderful developments in your life.
Yes.
And it helps us to be a blessing on the whole world when we follow our intuition.
And we need it at this time. We really need it in these days we're living in.
Yeah,
it's pretty scary.
Well, it's a problem of the Western man, the modern man, is that we're too much in our heads and not enough in our hearts.
Yes.
And, you know, you can be in your head and be very successful externally. You can be prosperous and have a comfortable life, but you can be very empty inside. And so the heart reminds us of what really matters.
Right. Well, and, with that succinct phrase, let's now hear the beautiful piece, Follow Your Bliss. Thank you. We've been listening to Follow Your Bliss, and as we wrap up tonight's program with our special guest, Paul Avgerinos, I just want to say it's been a great honor, a great pleasure to have you here on Musical Masterworks. For me, it's a personal reward to myself. I'm just so happy because I really, really think your music is something that's a gift to many of us to take a break, to stop, to think, and to feel. And that, for me, is a great message for our times.
Well, thank you so very much, Mike. It's really a fulfillment of my dream to be able to share this with you and the world. And I'm so grateful for your blessing of an interview and helping to explain this and unpack it to people, because it does get a little dense sometimes.
Well, listen, don't think that way, because we're going to be hopefully keeping in touch for future programs. There are just so many works we can talk about, and I know the audience is going to want to hear you again and your view on some of the most amazing pieces of music that have been put out there in the area of ambient music. So once again, a big thank you. We look forward to seeing you, to hearing, and if we could see you, the door is open.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very grateful, very grateful.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You have been listening to Musical Masterworks with your host, Mike Stratus, and special guest, Paul Avgerinos. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call at 718-204-8900. You can find Paul's work, Gnosis, and many others on the Round Sky Music label. This is from 2006. I look forward to being here again in 2 weeks. Until then, everyone have a wonderful night, and God bless you all. Thank you.